I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News. The Republican-controlled Iowa House and Senate have both passed Governor Kim Reynolds' signature school choice bill. Grant Gerlach reports Reynolds plans to waste no time and sign it into law.
The bill passed the Senate with three Republicans voting against. In the House, nine Republicans joined Democrats voting against the bill. Democrats say Republican leaders violated legislative norms to pass the measure more quickly. In the House, they voted to bypass the Appropriations Committee. House Minority Leader Jennifer Confirst of Windsor Heights says that sets a bad precedent for a major piece of legislation.
To the 39 new members of this chamber, I am so sorry that your first vote is one that circumvents the process and that allows less oversight of incredibly expensive legislation.
A nonpartisan fiscal study estimates that by the fourth year of the program, 42,000 private school students will receive state funding at a total cost of $345 million a year. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
As car thefts continue in the Quad Cities, Rock Island Police Chief Richard Landy asks drivers to lock their cars and take their keys. Landy says the vast majority of stolen vehicles were left unlocked with keys inside.
Since the summer, we've seen an increase in Kia and Hyundai model vehicles where they've been targeted by these car thieves due to a weakness in the ignition system. Unfortunately, some of these car thieves are not very sophisticated. They know generally how to do it, but the problem is there's only certain makes and years of Hyundais and Kias that are susceptible to this problem.
Landy says people who own Hyundais and Kias should take extra precautions.
We've encouraged people to, if you have a garage, park your car inside the garage. Don't leave it out. If you have a secure parking lot, park it there, someplace where it's access controlled. I would strongly consider getting something like the club or some type of device that can immobilize the vehicle. So even if they break out the window, they can't steal the car.
The club is a steering wheel lock. The Rock Island Police Chief says all car owners must continue to lock their car doors. He also says local police departments will soon begin their annual Lock It Down campaign. Two Des Moines teenagers have been killed in a shooting at an alternative education program near the city's downtown. Des Moines Police spokesman Paul Parizek says the incident happened yesterday at the Starts Right Here school shortly before 1 p.m. A third person, an adult staff member of the program, was also injured in the shooting. Parizek says a vehicle that fled the scene was stopped a couple of miles away. Several suspects are in custody. Three candidates for a vacant seat on the Bettendorf City Council will make presentations to the council and be interviewed tonight. They hope to take the place of 5th Ward Alderman Scott Webster, who was elected to the State Senate in November. The three are Beth Aronson, Austin Blunk, and Nick Pelsinski. If they don't pick Webster's replacement tonight, Bettendorf Alderman will meet again next week. You're listening to WVIK.